Well, now to Washington, D.C., where with just days left until a month-long congressional recess, the House and Senate are introducing dueling plans today to address the influx of unaccompanied Central American minors crossing the border. But there is not a lot of optimism that either bill will pass. Here is Senate Minority Whip John Cornyn speaking to journalists.
Well, one of the items that we need to take up and move on is the emergency supplemental to deal with the humanitarian crisis at the border. Unfortunately, it looks like we're on a track to do absolutely nothing, which to me is the definition of political malpractice.
Rick Klein is political director with ABC News. He's with us from Washington. Rick, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
Well, let's start with the bill that Senate Democrats are proposing. What exactly would it do?
$2.7 billion for border enforcement and also for health and human services. That is opposed to the $3.7 billion that President Obama is asking for. Another thing that's notable about it is what it doesn't do. It doesn't change that 2008 law that the Obama administration has said is slowing the processing of people that are coming over the border illegally. That is one change the White House has called for that the Senate Democrats, because there's a lot of concern among Democrats about the fact that these are minors, these are children, and the idea that we'll be turning them around even faster with faster judicial proceedings is problematic for a lot of them.
That 2008 law, by the way, this is a law that makes it much more difficult to send children back who are coming in from non-contiguous countries to the U.S., correct?
That's exactly right. And that's a major thing that the House and the House Republicans want changed. They want to be able to speed up those deportations. The president has signaled the same. He hasn't asked specifically whether he wants a legal change, but he wants that additional flexibility. So that's just one of the areas that that is contributing to the current impasse.
So there's a change in that law included in what the House Republicans are proposing today?
That's right. And they're also proposing about $2 billion as opposed to the $2.7 billion in the Senate. You'll notice some major differences here in terms of how much money. A lot of it, according to House members, has to do with trust. They say they don't trust the White House when they say they don't have additional resources or sufficient resources. They don't trust them to enforce the law. There's also a good number of Republicans who are demanding that the president rescind the so-called DREAM Act, where he's decided to defer enforcement against the children of illegal immigrants who were brought here, presumably against their will. Republicans say if you want to even come to the table on the rest of this, you have to at least do that. That's a major sticking point. So the two sides very far apart.
Well, so is there any chance that anything gets done before they all leave town for August?
We've got about 8 days and about zero chance, I would say. The president is spending a good portion of the week fundraising out west. He's not there to even work on the Democratic side to get this done. Under the best of circumstances, it's hard to get things done. And now you've got a deadline of barely a week before there is a legally mandated break, a congressional break, a recess that will last 5 weeks. So there's almost no chance that there's going to be congressional movement on this, something on President Obama's desk before Labor Day.
Well, and unlike members of Congress, it's not like any migrants who are making their way to the United States will stop for the month of August. This problem doesn't go away. So what happens if nothing gets done?
So two things. On the federal side, the federal government says it's running out of money and fast. So they're going to have to shift some money around, find other ways to do this. We're talking about multiple flights that the United States government is having to send back to Central America. It's not easy or cheap to send people back to their home country, even under the best of circumstances. You continue to see this flood that is going to be dispersed around the country to different immigration law judges, claims of asylum, just kind of chaos in terms of enforcement of this. And on the other side, you're going to have states, I think additional states beyond Texas, begin to take this into their own hands. What we've seen specifically in Texas is the activation of 1,000 National Guard troops, the cost of about $12 million per month. They say that they're going to send the bill to the federal government. Whether that gets paid is another story. But you'll have the possibility of states taking this into their own hands. And beyond that, I think that we could see more civil unrest. That we saw that episode in California with the buses a couple weeks ago. I think there's the atmosphere there for the possibility of more episodes like that that are outside of the law.
Rick, what are the political calculations being made by both sides here about this? They've got now just a few months left until the midterm elections. What are they trying to do in terms of preserving their own power?
So you toss this into what's already a volatile mix around immigration. We had a political stalemate already before we heard about this flood of immigrant children who are coming in across the southern border. You had Democrats saying there had to be immigration reform. They joined with some Republicans. They passed something in the Senate. But you have this strong contingent inside the House Republican Conference that doesn't trust the president, doesn't believe they can move forward, and didn't see any political need to or upside in handing the president the victory on the eve of midterm elections about 100 days out. And now you have an additional blame game. That you have Republicans saying this is precisely because of the president's policies, because he has lessened enforcement for the children of immigrants. You have the word going around in Central American countries. Here's your chance. Obama will give you amnesty. That's wrong, but it's at least the message that's getting down there. And on the flip side, you've got Democrats who are saying this is the need for comprehensive immigration reform. So because you're so close to an election now, because it's already a volatile political mix, it all creates an absolute firestorm that results in absolutely nothing.
Well, and we should remember that right after the last election 2 years ago, when President Obama won re-election, everybody said the one thing he'll be able to accomplish is immigration reform. And now it appears that's not the case at all.
Not so much, although there is a big group inside the Republican Party that says we have to get right on this before 2016. If we don't address this, we're going to see the same problems Mitt Romney did with Latino voters, with Hispanic voters, even if it's not the issue that's going to make Hispanic voters look at Republicans or vote for Republicans, is at least a threshold issue that starts the conversation. So I do think for as bleak as the prospects for passing immigration reform are this year, there's still going to be a window early next year where it could happen.
Rick Klein, political director for ABC News, joining us from Washington. Rick, thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.